Opening night of the NBA.
Yes!
Not for the Heat. That's not till Thursday, but the NBA opens tonight. That's exciting.
I can't wait.
Of course, we've got another pair today of Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. They're coming to Hard Rock Stadium, August of 2022. We've got tickets to give away every day this week. Had a winner yesterday. We will get a winner today. I'll explain to you how you can win those tickets. Did you watch the Titans-Bills game last night?
Yes.
So the key to Ryan Tannehill is getting Derrick Henry in the backfield.
Yes.
Okay. So silly, and people tweet me last night. They're like, hey, Tannehill looks pretty good. Yeah, and he does. You know what's weird with him? When they need a drive, when they need a third down, you feel pretty confident with him, even when they're passing. In fact, they went for it on fourth down at one point, and he passed. It was like fourth and one or fourth and two. You'd think that they'd hand it to Derrick Henry. They actually passed and got the first down. But, you know, as silly as that is, okay, you got to get Derrick Henry, and then Ryan Tannehill's a superstar quarterback. There is some analogy to be made with the Dolphins and that. Right. So if you look at Tua and, you know, if you think his upside potential is Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee or greater, you see the importance of the pieces that are around him. And I would submit that not having a running back, we talked about it yesterday, not having a running back and for the second year in a row, being adamant, we don't need a running back. I think you see last night, if you watch that Titans game, and I'm not saying you're going to go out and find Derrick Henry because he's a monster, but man, does that make any quarterback better when you have someone like that? And then take it to the opposite side as far as you can. And it's not, I mean, I guess it does shade Myles Gaskin and Malcolm Brown and Salvin Ahmed, but they are what they are. I mean, there's a reason that they're low draft picks or free agent signees because, you know, they are what they are. So if you watched that Titans game and you were like, man, I'd like to have Ryan Tannehill, you might have him right now. But if you don't have a Derrick Henry or something along the way of weapons, then it's just different.
Derrick Henry makes his job easier, but I'd go deeper. Why did Tom Brady want Leonard Fournette to come over? And why does he have Ronald Jones Jr.?
Right.
Why did Drew Brees eat with Alvin Kamara?
For years.
Green Bay. What's the boy's name? Aaron Jones?
Jones.
That had four touchdowns. Why do all these great quarterbacks want a great running back? To take some damn pressure off of me being great every single snap of the game. Tannehill, like you said, third medium, fourth and short. Tannehill's athleticism can come out.
Yep.
But without Derrick Henry, he's not getting a fourth and short. 100%, I agree with you. I know what you're getting at. And if you can't see that, you're crazy. Great quarterbacks with a great running back, it even makes them greater.
That's right. That's right. So I watched it last night. We won some money. Solana had us on the Tennessee Titans plus six. Buffalo loses outright, which is great for us in the division. What's that make the Dolphins now? How far back are they?
Fourth. Last place.
All right.
Yeah. The Jets are in front of us.
is that so?
They had a bye week, though, so they're 1-4. Oh, okay. We're 1-5. Right. We have more losses.
So we're in striking distance on the Jets, is what you're saying.
You know, 9-2. We're a 10-win team, baby. 11 games left.
That was a fun Monday night game last night.
I love what it gets me physically upset. My wife even asked, like, what's wrong with you? People get out of Derrick Henry's way.
It's crazy. You have to make – they were saying it last night. Sometimes you have to make a business decision when he is headed at you full steam.
Yes, and I love Greg Rousseau. Did you see Greg Rousseau a couple times on that edge?
Yeah.
Come on, Derek. Let's go up the field.
I wouldn't get in front of him.
Bro, I'm like, he's 240 running 21 miles per hour. That is a mistake. When
it's
he was
crazy.
Made, God made a mistake.
It's crazy.
Putting that kind of power and speed into that frame.
It's crazy how much speed he has because you look at him and he does not look it, and it's crazy. But that Tennessee team, I don't know. You know, Bills team, I don't know. Like, there's some question marks. There's some good teams out there. But if Derrick Henry's doing that, all bets are off with Tennessee, as you saw a couple seasons ago when they went to the AFC Championships.
And another thing, just now we bring it back to the Dolphins, on that fourth and inches, when we ran Malcolm Brown.
Out of the shotgun.
Out of the shotgun. They put the ball in their quarterback's hands, and it didn't work.
Right.
It didn't work. But, hell, this is your starting quarterback. This is your franchise. Try to have Josh Allen win this game for you. And he failed. But I felt that's better than giving the ball to damn Malcolm Brown out of the shotgun.
I would say, too, he slipped as well. I'm not necessarily certain that he wouldn't have gotten it. His leg came out from under him, and he wasn't out of the shotgun either. He was very close already to that first down.
So, Hawk, I know you're not a football coach. You're not Andy
I'm not
Reed.
An X's and O's guy.
So when you need 4 inches, don't put your guy with the ball 5 feet away?
I don't know.
Okay.
Seems like it would be a no-brainer, but, everybody's got their own ideas.
I like your idea.
I was reading, who was it, Matthew Berry. He's like the fantasy expert at ESPN. But he said what you're hearing from a lot of people, which is it seems like the Dolphins' offense is just pulling stuff out of a hat. He said, when it comes to – now, he was doing it through the eyes of fantasy, but he's like, when you see what the Dolphins are calling on offense, it really looks like it's just random calls with no coherent idea of what they should be doing. And you can't argue that analysis, really, at 1-5 coming off a loss to Jacksonville.
I'll use our show as an analogy. Next segment. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do, Hawk?
Right.
We have
Goldie
on, right?
We're going to talk with Goldie, yeah.
I don't want to. Let's talk about baseball. Solana?
And then
what do you want to do?
And then you call the actual segment in.
And now he says something. That's why you're pulling out a hat, because it's if there is a hat, there's 4 hands in the hat.
Yeah.
What are we all just going to pull? Oh, it sounds good. That sounds good. It does not work. That goes back to, we talked about it yesterday, the second and third quarters, the Dolphins' offense dies. It's because they're just, let's see if this works. What do you think, Stoudsville?
I think Dawn Aponte actually still gets a call on the and I don't even think she's been with the organization for years. But Dawn Aponte still has a say when it comes to the offensive play calling.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Let's get headlines. We have a loaded potato today. Goldie is going to join us. Panthers are in Tampa. Take on the hated Tampa Bay Lightning. And Spencer Knight will be in goal tonight. We're going to play some Twin Peaks, talk about it Tuesday. We always do that on Tuesdays. And the glove, Gary Payton, will join us today. We will celebrate the opening of the NBA season with an NBA champion, Miami Heat NBA champion.
That's old school nasty.
That is old school nasty.
I can't wait to talk to Gary.
I was thinking about, what about Gary Payton in a COVID year where there's no fans, so you could hear everything that's going on the court? It probably would have been bad for him.
They'd have to bleep games.
Yeah, like just the whole game would be muted. But Gary Payton will join us today. We'll get to the Don Bailey Jr. calls today as well. DBJ and Joe Zagacki worked 3 calls into the game Saturday, and we will review them today. So give you some entertainment with a down hurricane season. We're still bringing you Hurricanes entertainment. So.
Come on now. I saw a couple of them from Vic Bermudez with our play-by-play.
It's good stuff.
I love it.
Good stuff. And Solana is telling me that he created a banger. He created a banger today with one of the lines. So,
I'm pretty excited.
So let's get to headlines here to start out the show. Headlines with our own Dawn Aponte.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Also brought to you by Exogen. Accuracy matters. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so make sure you have an accurate thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by science. It is the accurate thermometer you need and can trust. Be vigilant and learn more at Exogen.com. Panthers Lightning is a 7 p.m. puck drop today in Tampa Bay. Remember, Spencer Knight will get the start in the net tonight.
All right.
Bucks, Nets, they open up the NBA season, 7:30 p.m. start time. Last I saw, Milwaukee's a 1-point favorite at home.
I kind of like that. I saw that too. I kind of like Milwaukee giving a point. I think if anything, Brooklyn is still dealing with hoo-ha. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they mind. Like, to me, quite honestly, if there's any team that doesn't care about opening night or the regular season, it's going to be KD and James Harden, like Steve Nash even. Like, he's just along for the ride at this point. And I would submit that Giannis wants to now cement what he started last season, and build on a legacy of greatness, not be a one-off champion. So I like Milwaukee giving a point tonight.
James Harden still in Pillsbury Doughboy mode.
Right. I mean, he's having the time of his life.
Why? Why is he still in Pillsbury Doughboy mode?
Have you seen him?
He's thick. I don't know how he loses this weight. I wish I knew his trick.
Up and down, man. He is like a yo-yo. He's a yo-yo dieter.
And Giannis dropped 50 in his last time on the court.
Yeah.
You think he wants to drop 12 tonight after dropping 50 last time?
I just feel like Milwaukee – I think Giannis takes everything seriously. I think he's got a little bit like LeBron takes that kind of stuff seriously. I'm with Milwaukee laying a point tonight, but I'll probably have to defer to our gambling expert Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, you want to take the Nets tonight. KD is still very sour about how that season ended. They were inches away from closing out the Bucks on the road. Remember, they had a lead in that series. And let's be real, guys. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I'll remind you once again. Milwaukee Bucks. Sure, NBA champions, but really, Milwaukee Bucks, were they the best team in the NBA last year? I don't think so. I don't think that championship counts. I think it has an asterisk next to it. And I think KD comes out tonight and reminds them not only who's the best player in the NBA, but who the best team in the Eastern Conference other than the Miami Heat is.
Okay. It's asterisk.
I don't think he knows.
Lakers Warriors. That's at 10 p.m. tonight.
Yep. Yep. I don't know what to think about the Warriors, so I gotta lay off that.
What about the Lakers, though? It's a lot of hate.
I wanted to ask Gary Payton there when he joins us today, because that Lakers team, you add Russell Westbrook, and now and Rondo's on that team again.
Dwight Howard, it's all the veterans.
Howard, I mean, it really the
Melo and Melo there.
Melo,
old man from Squid Game. He's on that. he's on that roster. Old man.
Russ as number three is going to be so nasty.
Is he?
Yes. Russell Westbrook is your number three?
Is he the number three, though, is really my question.
Yeah. If AD and LeBron are healthy, hands down, he's number three.
But I think LeBron is the kind of guy that pulls AD aside before the season and says, we make sure Russ is the number one for the first few months of this season. Let him carry us through. That's right.
Yeah. So now he has to prove he's a what? I still like it. Now he got to prove I can carry these other All-Stars. I still like the Lakers.
Heat Bucks is at 8 p.m. on Thursday, just a reminder. Right. You guys saw Ben Simmons suspended for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Doc Rivers says he threw Simmons out of practice today, wasn't engaged. There seemed to have been a cell phone incident as well.
That was yesterday, yeah. Yesterday he was practicing with the cell phone. It was visible in his pocket. He didn't seem to be having fun out there.
He doesn't want to be there.
He's doing the Jimmy Butler thing in Minnesota, right? But he doesn't have Jimmy Butler swagger.
No.
So it's going to come off like Jimmy Butler, when he did that in Minnesota, came off as badass and look out. Ben Simmons, it's going to come off as petulant and soft.
Yes.
It's going to be the same type of stuff. But there's going to be two different reactions to it just because of their personalities. And I would have defied. Who was it? Was it the Butcher that was the head coach in Minnesota when
Tibbs?
When he was there that practice.
Yeah,
I would have defied Tom Thibodeau to suspend or to kick Jimmy Butler out of that practice, because Jimmy Butler would have taken all the windows with him.
It would have been a fight.
Yeah.
What's worse, a cell phone in the pocket or having a $20,000 Rolex on at practice?
Because the Rolex is badass, in my opinion. The cell phone in the pocket is soft. Like, yeah, it's funny how the two are going to be perceived totally different.
The perception of me of Ben Simmons is, you don't want me here, and I don't want to be here, so why am I? Right. Jimmy is, man, y'all MFers better tighten up. I don't want to be with these stars.
Right.
Like, yeah, the whole
I'm going to show you why I don't want to be here.
But
I'm going to show you why I don't want to be here. Hey, the third team, come with me. Let me show you why I don't want to be here, where Ben Simmons is just like.
If Ben turned to the third team and said, hey, y'all, let's go play these starters. Sit your goofy ass down, Ben. It's just not the same thing.
It also helps that Jimmy Butler can hit a jump shot. Let's be real.
You know what would be great? If Doc Rivers suspended him by calling him on his cell phone during practice. He picks up, hello. Hey, it's Coach. How's it going, man? Yeah, you're suspended. Aren't you right there at half court? Yeah, yeah. See me? Yeah. Beat it.
Take it easy. Enjoy yourself. Wonder if he picked his cell phone up. That would be OG. If the video we saw, he actually picked his phone up and walked off to talk to his agent, that would be an OG moment.
I told you yesterday, I would have loved to have seen him, like, you know, guarding someone with one hand on the cell phone and one hand up. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. About 25 minutes left. I'll be over there. Yeah, yeah. Where we going? Where we going? Twin Peaks?
We're going to Jim's or Pat's? Jim's or
Pat's. Switch, 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 switch.
Switch. He switches the cell phone from the right hand to the left.
He's too big to... I'm sorry.
He's good. He's
good, too big,
man,
to be soft. You just said it. It comes off. The man's 6'8".
I'm not calling him
soft. I'm sorry. 6'10", correct? 6'10". You know what Ben needs to do? If I was his homeboy, Ben, go slap somebody.
Oh, my God. Omar Kelly's buying Kirkland diapers now, I'm seeing on Twitter.
Oh, that's guaranteed rash.
Omar. Well, I mean, I've been going at it with him since this morning about, you know, the Kirkland orange juice and the pulp in the orange juice. But now he just tweets, for instance, Kirkland diapers are really Huggies renamed, same manufacturing, but let Mark Hockman sell you on branding, which I also believe in, but it's hard to knock the Costco hustle. That orange juice is fire. Hey, man, you're getting your kid Kirkland diapers?
Mm-hmm.
I got to call DHS.
Hey, you better get Kirkland Aquaphor too.
There's a whole bunch of calls I got to make, Omar. I mean, Kirkland diapers, really? And the branding thing. Hey, Omar, all you wear is Nike. Hey, Mr. Brand, brand mm-hmm. guy. I don't see you rocking the Marberries.
Get some Shaqs.
Yeah,
Omar.
Get some Shaqs.
Yeah, and that his little daughter's beautiful too. Omar, don't do that to my girl.
Yeah, don't put her in the Kirklands.
Come on, they're gonna make fun of her at the nursery. She has the Kirklands on, Jim.
Those Kirkland diapers, they're made out of brown paper bags.
Yes.
That's not right.
Let's get to weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy, 84 degrees right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the lower 70s. The cool weather sticks around for a couple more days. That's your weather.
All right. Steve Goldstein is going to join us next from Tampa, Panthers and Lightning. I want to ask him about the, obviously, Panthers Lightning. I want to ask him about the Dolphins as well. You know, he does play-by-play for the Dolphins preseason on CBS4. And I want to ask him if you can get your hat after throwing it on the ice if there's a hat trick. Right? Sam Bennett had a hat trick Saturday night. I want to know if you throw your hat on the ice because we had this incident with Ryan from Funky Buddha, didn't want to throw his $10 hat on the ice, but then we found that maybe you're allowed to retrieve it after the game. We'll get some clarity from Goldie.
Can't wait.
Don't want to go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The Lamborghini.
Hawk and Crowder.
Steve Goldstein is the television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers. You can watch him tonight on Bally Sports Florida when the undefeated Panthers take on the hated Tampa Bay Lightning in Tampa. Goldie, and you can hear the game, by the way, on the radio, 560 QAM. Doug Plagans will have your call tonight. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop, Solana. Is that what you told us earlier?
Yes, sir.
Goldie will also call Dolphins preseason games on CBS4, I'm assuming, for many years to come because he did a fantastic job this past preseason. So I want to talk Fins with him as well. Goldie, this is a huge one for the Panthers, right? Because the Lightning were the buzzsaw in the first round of the playoffs, but it was such a great series. And then the two games prior to that series were so heated. So anytime they play the Lightning, I'm guessing this season will be a huge game, will feel like a huge game.
It really will. It does. First of all, thank you very much for the introduction. I always appreciate that. If the radio thing doesn't work out, I'll have to hire you as my agent one of these days.
I'm like Flavor Flav. I mean, you're Chuck D, and I'm your Flavor Flav.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting being over there, you know, for a few hours a little while ago this morning. It does feel like a big game. It's really amazing. You know, Tampa coach John Cooper called it, I love the adjective, the juiciest rivalry in the NHL. He didn't say the best rivalry, he didn't say the longest rivalry, but the juiciest. So we'll see if it manifests into another, you know, slugfest and all that kind of stuff. I have a feeling they're going to play more hockey tonight. But, you know, it is amazing because obviously last season was short due to COVID, so the season didn't start until January. Here we are in October. This is the 18th time these two teams have played each other this year in 2021. So it's really turned into a great rivalry and great for hockey in the state. These are two of the best teams in the league. And like you said originally, you know, Tampa's still the favorite until someone knocks them off.
Goldie, why is Knight starting tonight? Bob Baldwin now. Why is Knight in it?
There's a few reasons. First of all, it's an 82-game season. It's not going to be over until next May, April, the regular season. So I think they got this rotation of, you know, they want Bob to play probably, you know, two out of every three games, basically, as long as all things are equal and he's playing well. And that's exactly what this is. That's number one. Number two, you know, you don't want guys sitting around, you know, and he's a 20-year-old kid. And you don't want guys not playing. You know, they're getting Marchment in there tonight. They're getting Connaughton in there. I think there's some real good reasons why Joel Quenneville doesn't like guys just hanging around and practicing and not playing games. And I think the third thing is that Bob was, you know, very, very good. It's a great start to the season for him for the two games. Not that he wouldn't be up to the challenge, but Tampa's a very tough team. He hasn't played great in Tampa as a Panther. So I think for all those reasons combined, I think you just, hey, you know, you mapped it out as probably Spencer Knight's game before the season when you made a goalie schedule, if you will. They're always subject to change, but everything is going well. So that's why I think Knight is playing, because if not tonight, then, you know, when does he play?
Oh, yeah, and I was going to say, me, Hawk and myself were talking about, is there any, like, chess match to it where we know Hawk just hit it on the head, like, this rivalry, like, we're playing, they call it the fight for Florida and all that stuff. Like, just a little chess match, a little, you know, something to it where, you know what, we're going to sit, Bob, we're going to let y'all see Knight this time. We'll let you see Bob later in the season, because there's a great chance that we meet somewhere in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a possibility of that, too. You know, I just think that, you know, you try to map out a schedule, you know, unless you got a guy like Tampa does, Vasilevsky, that plays, you know, 65 games, which they're the rare team. No one really does that. Usually one guy plays 55, maybe 60 games. And like I said, you map out a schedule of when, you know, one guy will play, when the other guy will play. And sure, you can alter it based on performance, but I just think it's Spencer Knight's turn. The other thing, if this game gets a little wild, like many of them do, as we saw last year from Spencer Knight, and even in the preseason this year, like, this kid isn't fazed by anything. Like, there could be fights all over the ice. There could be line brawls, and he'll just be standing there with his arm on his crossbar saying, okay, let me know when the game is restarting. So I think that could be, you know, a part of it as well. But he played great against the Lightning in the playoffs last year, too.
And no Kucherov for the Lightning tonight, correct?
He is out, and, you know, in hockey terms, all their coach would say is it's not a day-to-day thing. So, yeah, he's out, and it's probably going to be a long time that he's out. So, you know, look, they played all regular season last year without him and still made the playoffs and were like the fifth-best team in the league. So it's a big loss, but if there's a team that can handle it, it's Tampa.
Steve Goldstein, you're going to see him tonight on Bally Sports Florida. It's a big one, the Panthers and the Lightning. Now, here's a question. So Saturday night, Sam Bennett puts up a hat trick. And our friend Ryan, one of the founders of Funky Buddha, he's at the FLA Live Arena. He had just bought a $10 hat in the store, and he didn't want to part with it. And so he didn't throw it on the ice. And we were making fun of him yesterday on the air, but then some people started texting in and tweeting me that you can get your hat back after the game is over, after a hat trick. What kind of clarity can you give us on this, Goldie?
Now, let me ask you this. I've never, you know, like back in the day when I grew up in New York, I've thrown a hat on the ice. You know, if it's a hat you really love and it's an expensive hat, maybe you don't want to throw it. But a $10 hat, like if I'm in the stands, I'm tossing it on. I'm not trying to criticize him. We love the Funky Buddha, but I'm saying he should have tossed that hat.
Right. He had just bought it, though. They were doing $10 hat specials at Pantherland.
Well, that doesn't matter whether you just bought it or not.
That's what I'm saying. So right. You go back to Pantherland, you get yourself another $10 hat. It's $10. You're Funky Buddha.
By the way, next time, Hawk, you got my cell phone. You can give him my cell phone. I'll get him a hat if he's reluctant to throw it
but
on.
Can you get
I'll
it back? Can you go somewhere after the game and get your hat back?
You know, I have never heard that, to be honest with you. I didn't know you could do that. Now, maybe the Panthers have something different. I will investigate it. Maybe at the FLA Live Arena, you can go and do that. But I'm not aware of that. But if people are saying you can, then I'm assuming there is, like, you got people telling you that they've done that before?
I mean, I get people, though. I can literally say anything on the air, and I will get different stories on the text machine. So right. I didn't really believe anyone until I talked with you, because someone's texting me right now, and I don't know if this is true. The NHL sends all hat trick hats to Kirkland, where they get shredded to make diapers and nacho chips.
Yeah, that's not true.
So Kirkland doesn't make nacho chips out of the hats that are thrown on the ice. Is that what you're saying? You can say that
anybody's eating
definitively.
The old expression, eat my hat. No, that's not going on. No, that's not.
All right. So you really don't know what happens with the hats that get thrown on the ice.
I do not know. I've seen other arenas, like in Philadelphia, there's been some famous hat tricks, and the Flyers, like in the concourse, you know, they have different displays of team history, and I've seen like hats that were on the ice displayed. So they obviously didn't give those back, which, by the way, cooler than getting it back would be if the hat you threw on the ice was displayed in something in an arena for eternity. That'd be really cool.
Yes, totally agree. Yeah. And the rats, though, when people throw the rats on the ice, the Panthers take those. They resell those, right? And I'm not shaming them for that. I would do the same thing.
I don't know if they resell them, but they do keep them, because in years past I've been underneath where the Zamboni is, and I've seen like those big buckets they put them in of like rats just sitting in a room when the door was open. So I'm not sure if they resell them or if they just save them. That's another good question, but they do keep those, yes.
The rat's cooler than the hat, though, isn't it?
To do what?
Just to throw it. Like, well, that, see the rats
but
out
you
there.
Only, but you only throw the rat after a victory. The hat
no,
trick
no,
is
no, 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 Hawk. Crowder is right. At the Panther games, rats do come on the ice for hat tricks, too, because they have something to throw. So it's
you can throw a rat on the ice at a hat trick?
Well, people do. I mean, can you? I mean, I guess you're not supposed to, but yeah, sure. Anything goes. Rats, hats, whatever you got.
I like a Dr. Seuss book we're reading.
Rats
right now.
And hats on the ice with mice.
Yeah.
This is great.
If I wrote in Sharpie inside a hat, like, please return to Steve Goldstein in the press booth, do you think they'd bring it up to you and then I'd get it from you later?
You know what you need to do? You need to get good tickets near the ice. Go to every game the rest of the year so the hat reaches the ice, and do that, and let's see what happens. I'd be very curious.
Hey, how about this? I just thought of something. You put a fishing line on your hat. You throw it on
there
the ice,
go.
And then after the celebration, you reel it back in. You just I think I just solved it here.
That's genius.
I think that's genius. I could turn that into something, I think, like a Ron Popeil device, Goldie, dating myself with a Ron Popeil reference.
You could also just bring one of those dry fit, you know, the old hats,
right.
And just like stick it in your pocket. If someone gets a hat trick, just throw it on the ice and just forget about it.
Yeah,
you could do that too, you know.
Someone texted in that they used to bring a crappy hat to every hockey game that they would go to in the off chance that there was a hat trick.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm just saying there's an option for you besides totally overthinking it. Like, you could just throw the hat on the ice and be happy with that.
I'm fascinated by this. This is my breakdown of Sam Bennett's Saturday night. This is how I break it down.
Right.
Steve Goldstein from Bally Sports, Florida. Let me just shift gears over the Dolphins here for a second, because you watched them in the preseason.
Yeah.
We had very high expectations for this Dolphins team, and all of a sudden they're 1-5. They lose to Jacksonville. They give Urban Meyer his first victory as a head coach, Trevor Lawrence his first victory as a quarterback. What is going on with the Dolphins, and is it salvageable?
Well, you know, and you mean long term, you don't mean this season. Is that what you're asking, salvageable?
Well, I actually was thinking this season more than long term.
Well,
like, when I say salvageable, I'm talking, you know, 7-10. I mean is this going to be epically bad?
Well, that to me, that doesn't really matter all that much, because we've seen it. I mean, with different coaches and different years, we've seen this for 20 years of like bad starts, and then you win a few and okay, you know, maybe it's salvageable. You almost just want it to be what it is, right? If it's no good, then it's no good. Instead of getting that false sense of security of getting on a little bit of a run and maybe it's not that bad and you beat some bad teams when you have nothing to lose, I'm not sure there's a lot of value in that. So, you know, for this season, you know, to me, and I know they don't get the draft pick anyway, so it's not one of those where, hey, lose and you get a higher pick because Philly gets their pick. You know, it's almost, in my mind, like, doesn't matter that much. The big question is they got to find out which of these guys are guys you want to keep. Now, you know, from 30,000 feet, you know, there's some guys on this team. Everyone talks about the draft picks the last few years, and I know it hasn't. These guys have not become stars, but there's some players in there. Like, we got to find out about, you know, how good is Tua? He's good. How good is he? Waddle looks like he's great. You know, you got Wilkins who had a really good game and he's been pretty good. So I think they got to basically find out about these guys. Jalen Phillips, you got to know if these guys are keepers or not. And then whatever they're going to do in the offseason, you want to move based on hopefully you have at least a little bit of a young core. It's just so disappointing, though, to go back to what, you know, your original question was. I'm stunned. I really am that they're 1-5 and they lost to Jacksonville and lost to Indianapolis. Like, I'm completely shocked and pretty much floored by that. Like, they should be 500 at minimum, you know, in my mind. So there's a lot of things that they're going to have to really examine and see what they want to do, regardless, I think, of what happens the rest of the season.
And Goldie, you brought up Tua. Did he play well enough? I don't want to say change your mind on him being the franchise future, but 329, you know what I'm saying? Pretty efficient. One mistake with the interception, that throw on 3rd and 2, but then he made the 4th and 2. Like, did Tua impress you on Sunday with his performance?
To me, Crowder, 100%. Look at the offense. There was giddy up. There was snap to it. You know, they didn't get in the end zone. That's not all on him. If they got in the end zone, by the way, that game would have been over and it would have been a blowout like it should have been. But they let him hang around. So to me, I thought Tua was very good. I think you saw the difference between Tua, and no offense to Jacoby Brissett, but the talent difference. And like I said, I think Tua is a good quarterback. The question is, how good can he be, you know, long term? But yeah, in my mind, I thought he played well enough to win. And I just thought, you know, look, the last couple of plays of the game when you have the ball, and by the way, let's make no mistake, on Sunday, on both sides of the ball, I think we'd all agree Tua was the best player on this team by far. How do you take the ball out of the guy's hands?
Right.
Like, if it's me and you want to go for it on that 4th down, okay, I'm putting the ball in my best player's hands. I'm not going 3 yards deep to Malcolm Brown. So, you know, I know I delved away a little bit there, but yeah, I think Tua had a very good game, and I think certainly he played well enough to win that game. They should have won that game.
No, that's a significant coaching blunder. I think everyone has pointed that out. We had Cam Wolf from NFL Network on with us yesterday, and I asked him, are the Dolphins the biggest disappointment in the NFL? And he said unequivocally yes. Do you agree?
Yeah, you look at the teams that they're with, right? I mean, the Giants and the Jaguars and the Lions and those teams, you know, you're not surprised that they're really bad. You know, the Dolphins, you're really surprised. I mean, between the second half of 2019 and then the full season last year, and then what they did in the offseason, we thought they brought in, you know, more playmakers around Tua, and you drafted an offensive lineman. You thought that, and you had some offensive linemen in their second year, that this team was, at minimum, going to be a 500 team, a little above and in the playoff race. So for them to be 1-5 and lose to Jacksonville, who had lost 20 in a row, and no arguing that. It's a major disappointment.
Steve Goldstein, watch Goldie tonight with Randy Moeller, not Fox Sports, Bally Sports, Florida. That's not a blunder for me. I don't work for them, but you don't do that tonight. Watch yourself, Goldie. You can be able to hit Portillo's while you're there in Tampa?
You know, I have not. I basically stayed around the waterfront arena area for the last, 20 hours that we've been here. So, no, I didn't venture out too much.
No Burns Steakhouse?
I'm guilty. I did not go. I stayed right around here. I actually ate at the hotel. Very good restaurant in the hotel here. So,
All right.
Well, yeah, nothing exciting. Hotel. I'm sorry. Disappoint you.
Whatever makes you happy.
I mean, room service.
That Ramada omelet, I'm sure, is filling. But
hey, Hawk, at least unlike Crowder, if I want to order it with a little ham or turkey bacon, then I'm allowed to. So,
that's right. Oh, my God. I had a taco last night with brisket. That was cooked with brisket. It was so good. It would have knocked the vegan right out of Crowder.
What?
He's walking in here with his whatever.
I saved Goldie one.
Oh,
hey, Goldie, I got you a detox shot with spirulina and kiwi cold pressed. Oh, it's delicious. 1.6 billion probiotics, Goldie.
In one little shot.
One little shot. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
I may have to try one of those then. That sounds good. Of course, I'll have a big old cheeseburger afterwards.
Of course.
But I'll try it.
Of course. Yeah. You're a hockey announcer. Tell Moeller that Crowder's a vegan. I mean, I'll fight him from Tampa.
Well, y'all are going to
I don't want to give him that kind of ammunition. No.
No seaweed snacks for y'all. How about that? You just talked yourself out of something.
All right, Goldie. Have a good broadcast tonight.
Right, anytime you get mad at him, Hawk, just yell, go have a kale chip. That'll be your shot at Crowder. Just go.
No, I hold up like a link sausage. He stays away like Dracula. hold up a link sausage. Steve
Dracula,
Goldstein.
All right.
See you, Goldie. There you go, Steve Goldstein. Tonight, Panthers and Lightning. You can hear the game on 560 WQAM with Doug Plagans. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Vegan.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How old do you think Hank Goldberg is?
God rest his soul.
No, he's alive. He's with us.
Hawk and Crowder.
I told you at the beginning of the show, we're giving away a pair of Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets every day this week. Gave away a pair yesterday. Red Hot Chili Peppers coming to Hard Rock Stadium in August of 2022. The tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. If you don't win tickets on our show, you still want to go, you can purchase them at livenation.com. We will do today exactly what we did yesterday, which is you're listening for a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. And when Solana fires it off, what caller number do you want it to be today, Solana?
Let's do 15.
Caller 15? All right, caller 15. So when you hear a Red Hot Chili Peppers song on this show, sometime before 6 o'clock, and we're not going to make you wait till 5:57. I think we played it around 4 o'clock, 4:30 yesterday. You be caller 15 to 786-360-0790. You can program that number into your phone right now. We'll see the number go off. It doesn't matter. We're not going to answer it. You can program it into your phone, and that way you'll have it for when you hear the song. Yesterday, Solana fired off a Chili Pepper song right after Brian Flores was done speaking. Mm-hmm. So you don't know if it's going to happen during a segment. You don't know if it's going to happen when we're coming back from commercials. You don't know if it's going to happen when we're going into commercials. You have no idea when he's going to play it. Gary Payton's coming on. He may play it while Gary Payton's telling a great story.
Love it.
And we have no idea. So you're listening for a Red Hot Chili Pepper song. Be caller 15 when you hear it, 786-360-0790. And if you are caller 15, you'll get two tickets. Speaking of Brian Flores speaking yesterday, Pat Riley, president of the Miami Heat, spoke today beginning at 2 o'clock. He spoke for 43 minutes. Ooh. About the state of the Heat and the upcoming season, as he always does. We'll have some cuts for you and some tweets about what he had to say as the show progresses. So we'll catch you up to date on what Pat Riley had to say in the 3 o'clock headlines. Going to play some Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday. You don't know when a Red Hot Chili Pepper song is going to play. Gary Payton, the glove, in the 4 o'clock hour. The Don Bailey Jr. Joe Zagacki calls from the weekend. This is a loaded potato.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The McD LT.
Hawk and Crowder.